Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's been with me since March of 1998. That's right, the last decade, the last millennia. She's been with us since then and couldn't do without her. She's the world's top expert on small business taxes. She has literally written a book on that, folks, including small business taxes 2000 whatever year you're talking about, including 2011, I guess, right now, right, Barbara?
It's in the works.
2010 is on the shelf. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back. And also, Radio Star, you got your own radio show on Mondays.
Yes, I do. It's a web-based show on WSRadio.com every Monday, 4 to 5 Eastern Time.
And you're going to have some wacky guests in a couple of weeks, too, aren't you?
Some wacky guests called the Jim Blasingame, I
you're,
believe.
You're scraping the bottom of the barrel there, but I'm going to be on that. I'm looking forward to being on your show in a couple of weeks, Barbara.
My guest today is somebody your newsletter this week featured her book.
Oh, yeah.
Kristen Arnold.
Exactly, yeah.
She's going to be on today.
Yeah, Kristen's good. She was on the show last week. Barbara, one of the things that that's a huge part of the uncertainty right now, that's got a lot of the marketplace, especially small businesses, really bound up, and that is the healthcare bill. And it's not just the healthcare bill. It's not just that we don't know how the healthcare bill is going to affect us. But there are elements of it. There are components of this whole apparatus, healthcare bill apparatus, that are really troubling people. And one of those has got everybody up in arms right now. And that's this whole thing about 1099s. Now the government needed to find a way to pay for this healthcare bill. So they looked in every crook and nook and cranny to find savings. And one of the things they decided was if they made everybody file a 1099 for every relationship, they could collect more money. Did I say that about right?
Just about right. There was a threshold of $600 or more for the year.
Right.
So basically what it means is, if I buy my supplies from Staples and I spend more than at least $600 for the year,
yeah,
I have to issue a 1099 to Staples,
right?
So that the IRS knows that Staples got my $600,
right?
Which means I have to go to Staples
because you're going to use it. You're going to charge it as an expense.
Yeah,
you're going to expense that $600, and in order to justify that expense, you have to give them the 1099.
Right, and
if it's over $600,
they want to make sure that Staples is picking up the income.
Right,
and in order to do that, I have to go to Staples and say, "What's your federal ID number?
Right.
Where do I issue this to?" And you have to do this for everybody you do business with.
Everybody,
sales. It's for services and products.
Mm-hmm.
It's goods and services.
Now,
not just
when incorporated businesses. When organized businesses do business together, they just swap ID numbers, right? They just swap tax ID numbers. Isn't that correct?
Well, they don't really need to. There's no.
Well, if we do business with a company, and they're paying us money for our services, then they want our tax ID number so that they can account for where that money went. And it all works through the tax ID numbers. It's my understanding. So that's the way that works.
Actually, what the current rule is that reporting we just talked about, it doesn't go into effect just yet.
Right.
But what it is currently is when you pay an independent contractor $600 or more
right.
for the year, then that has to get reported.
Right.
So
as a 1099, unless they right. give you a tax ID number. I don't think the 1099, I may be wrong about this, Barbara. I don't think if I give one of my customers a tax ID number, I don't think they have to do a 1099, do they?
They have to do a 1099 if you're an independent contractor.
Even if you're incorporated, they have to do that.
No, that's the point. If yeah. your tax ID number shows that you're a corporation, then they don't have to issue a 1099.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yes.
So think about all the relationships you have, folks, where you spend more than $600 or they spend more than $600 with you. And we're talking gazillions of pieces of record keeping. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more and some other tax issues after these messages with our good friend Barbara Weltman. It's 2010. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good things there to help you with your small business articles, archives, brain trust members, including our good friend Barbara Weltman, an incredible body of work that she's deposited with us over the years right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also our poll question, which we have a different one every week. And the poll question this week is about the health care bill. Do you think the health care bill, as you know it now, Is it good for small business? Is it not going to be good for small business? And or do you not know enough yet? You got three choices there. You can answer. I hope you'll do that because we'd like to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how other people have voted. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She is the outstanding small business expert on small business taxes. Her books are legend in terms of small business. Just look for J.K. Lasser's books on taxes with her name on it, Small Business Taxes for 2010 on the shelf right now. Barbara, we're talking about a component. This is an interesting, this health care bill is a very interesting and multifaceted, that's the reason I called it an apparatus a minute ago, because part of the health care bill is this 1099 reporting thing we're talking about, which has nothing to do with health care.
Well, absolutely. They had to figure out a way to pay for the bill. And, look, conceptually, I'm not really opposed to this reporting, because if everybody were honest and reporting all their income and only taking deductions they were entitled to, this wouldn't even be
right.
a subject. It bothers me that people don't report what they're supposed to, because it raises my taxes.
On its face, this is a reasonable thing to expect.
Exactly. But in operation, it is so onerous for a small company.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just another chore.
Well, and see,
another thing you got to do for the government.
You and I don't have a lot of transactions. In the work that we do, we don't have, hundreds and thousands of transactions a year. But retailers, construction companies, contractors, manufacturers, they got lots of little transactions especially retailers during the year.
Sure.
Hundreds, maybe hundreds of relationships, and it becomes and they're either going to have to do it, or they're going to have to hire somebody to do it, and that costs them money.
That's right. And any time that the government imposes an additional regulation, it's going to cost you money
right.
because it's going to cost you, or time.
Right.
Even if the owner does it. It's time.
Now, one of the things, folks, this has really gotten a lot of attention, hasn't it, Barbara, recently? And a lot of people are taking up this cause besides, Barbara. I've been giving quite a bit of airtime. And by the way, Barbara, I was in Milwaukee last week with the Chambers of Commerce executives. And when I did four interviews with Chamber executives last week. And when I asked them about the number one public policy issue that they're working on, because local chambers also are advocates for public policy for their members.
This is it?
100% automatic, immediate, all four of them said the 1099 thing.
Well, two things that are interesting is, one, obviously, as you were about to say, there is a move in Congress to repeal it entirely. But there's another provision they just stuck in the Senate's small business jobs bill that's, mm-hmm. that they're trying to get through, where they would just, instead of the $600 limit, they would raise it to $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't get rid of it. It would just...
Well, that would minimize it, but that's still... I still don't like that idea.
No, because once they keep it, once they get it in the law, then they can drop it
They can
again.
Drop it like a tax. You know, once they get a tax established, they can always raise... That's the reason... That's my problem with the VAT tax. But okay, Barbara, you and I have a great friend in Karen Kerrigan, who's been... Who's one of the few people who've been a member of my Brain Trust longer than you have. Karen is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Now, Barbara, tell the audience why I mentioned that website.
Because they have a petition, an online petition that you can sign to repeal, to ask Congress to repeal this provision. And
we need
it's so
your
easy
weight.
To
we
do.
Need your weight behind this, folks. If you agree that this is an onerous thing that should not be part of our world, then you have an opportunity to let your voice be known.
Yeah. Now I have to say that it's just, you know, in the past when there would have been this outcry from business, Congress would have listened, but I don't know about you, but I'm discouraged that they're just not listening to what people want.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. They're tone deaf. But the thing is that if you go to sbecouncil.org, you can join the folks who are signing this petition, which will be delivered to Congress, delivered to your member of Congress, your representative. And so that they will know that you're against this. And so that's all we got right now until we vote.
Yep.
Until we vote, right?
That's it.
What else is going on, Barbara?
What else is going on is absolutely shameful in Congress. In my almost 35 years of doing this, I have never seen so much uncertainty when it comes to taxes. The provisions that expired at the end of 2009 have not yet been
extended. Like the R&D
like the credit. R&D credit, the 15-year yep. amortization for leasehold improvements, and on and on.
And they wonder why all this money is being pent up in the marketplace. Maybe some of that would have been spent on the R&D if they'd gotten around to extending the credit.
Well, the reason that I don't know for a fact, but my guess is one of the reasons why business isn't hiring, investing, and doing all these things is because they don't know what the tax rules
are.
Uncertainty. This uncertainty is mm-hmm. unbelievable. We don't know what the AMT is going to be. You know the mess that's gone on with the estate tax
right.
for this year, and
right.
we don't know what's going to happen next year. We don't know what's going to happen
I don't know whether to die this year or next year, Barbara, because of the estate tax thing.
Well, this year looks pretty good.
I need to do it this year. As of right now, I need to do it this year. Hold on to that thought. Not that my heirs would have that big of an estate problem. Don't forget, Barbara, I'm in the radio business. 10 till, we'll be right back with Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blasingay. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She is the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2010 and lots and lots of other books. Barbara, you got any other books that you want to tell us about besides that one?
Well, I'm working on a new law book, but we have it on hold because we're waiting for the new law.
It's got you in limbo. It's got your 2011 in limbo, too, hasn't it?
Well, actually, that's not so terrible because we do an online supplement for that.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay, tell us how we can contact you and how we can find your radio program.
You can find me, my radio program, my idea of the day, my newsletter at BarbaraWeltman.com.
BarbaraWeltman.com. Check it out, folks. Good stuff. Whatever Barbara does is the best. And be sure, it's on Monday, right? Your radio show's on Monday at, 4 o'clock Eastern?
4 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, so check it out, and you can find the link to it there at her website. All right, Barbara, where were we?
We were talking about uncertainty, and
all the things that are hanging in the balance out there.
Yeah, there is a question, for example, whether we're going to have bonus depreciation this year.
Yeah,
which would allow you to write off 50% of the cost of equipment, even if you're not doing that well, even if it means adding to a net operating loss.
Wow.
So
that might be handy.
Yeah, and also there's no – this would be for businesses of any size, which would be
Now, see, that's the
really
kind of
helpful.
Thing that would be it would get people to do something, not raising the 129 exemption. What's the direct expensing?
It was 179.
179, I'm sorry, 179 expensing. Raising that's not going to cause small businesses to spend a lot of extra money. Cutting out our capital gains, that's not going to help us.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think that the only thing that Congress could do that in a positive light is do something as soon as possible and decide what the rules are going to be next year. Don't leave that hanging as
Barbara,
well.
Barbara, they can't even do their own work. They don't even have a budget done yet.
I know.
They can't even get their own work done.
I know.
So here's my point, Barbara. Why are we paying them?
I don't know, but there's nothing that we can do. We can't
I'm
force
not being,
them to do
I'm not
it.
Being facetious here. I'm not trying to, you know, be outrageous here, folks. Why are we paying these people if they're not doing their job? And they're leaving the rest of us in limbo so we can't do our job. Isn't that a fair question to ask?
It sure is, and you know, I'm not saying everybody in Congress is, you know, is motivated by self-interest, but it just seems more than I can ever recall. It's just sort of that attitude of, I know best. I'm going to do what I want, and I don't care what my constituency says. I don't care what anybody says.
Barbara, let's, as we wrap up the hour, talk to us about some of the last minute things we can do from a retirement standpoint.
Well, you know, even though there are a couple of things going on. One is you have an opportunity this year to convert your traditional IRAs to a Roth IRA, and then not only that, for conversions made this year, you can spread the income over 2011 and 2012.
Right.
So you have a deferral option there. Of course, we don't know whether the deferral is going to make sense because we don't know what the tax rates are going to be in those years.
Mm-hmm.
But the conversion, if your accounts are low, it's a good time to convert because it means you're paying tax on that low value.
Right.
You can convert some or all. You don't have to do everything. You can just choose to convert a portion depending on how much money you want to spend in your taxes this year.
Right.
And then you'll have the opportunity to create tax-free income for the future, and that could be very valuable for people.
Right. What about some of the other things? Some of the other in the last minute, like, is it too late to do a SIP?
If you're on extension for your 2009 return,
right,
you have until the extended due date of your return to set up and fund a SIP. And a SEP is a simplified employee pension plan.
Right.
It has to cover you and your employees on a non-discriminatory basis. So if you put in, for example, 10% of your earnings, you got to put in 10% for each.
You have to contribute that for them.
The same percentage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be non-discriminatory.
Right. All right.
But and then you get to deduct it on your 2009 return.
Right. All right.
So and that's the only plan you can set up after the tax year has closed.
And talk to your CPA about that, right, and your financial planner about those things.
Absolutely.
Give us the website one more time, Barbara.
Find me at BarbaraWeltman.com.
Thank you, Barbara, for being here. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'll be on your show.
You bet. Looking forward
me
to
too.
It.
Me too. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, Weltman. She is the best, and we're so happy that she's been with us now all these years, over 12 years. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to never be afraid to try something new. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.